Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Both last Sunday's gospel reading from Luke 16, with the angels carrying the soul of Lazarus to the bosom of Abraham, and our gospel reading for this festival of St. Michael and all angels from Matthew 18, with the angels of the little children always seeing the face of our Heavenly Father, give us heartwarming glimpses of the heavenly activity of these ministering spirits who are usually not visible to our human eye. These serene scenes of heavenly angel activity have inspired portrait artists and hymn writers for centuries. Go into any Christian gift store, you are almost certain to find a few copies of a portrait featuring two small children crossing a rickety bridge with an angel watching over their safe passage. As soon as I looked at last week's gospel reading about the rich man and poor Lazarus in preparation for Greek readings, I knew that on Sunday at St. Paul's, we'd be singing, "Lord, let at last thine angels come, to Abraham's bosom bear me home, that I may die unfearing," and we did. And there was war in heaven, Michael and all of his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war. Revelation 12 is not a serene scene of heavenly angelic activity. No angels or archangels booming out the Sanctus in perfect harmony, accompanied by a timpani here. There are angels in heaven, but there is war instead of peace. There are holy angels and evil angels. There is Michael, but there is also that dreadful angel who is called the dragon, the serpent of old, the devil, Satan. What a mess! And in heaven, no less. What is the cause of this ruckus in heaven? Well, the verses of our text from Revelation 12 tell us that the presence of God, namely heaven, was not always the harmonious and serene scene that we often imagine it to be. After the angelic rebellion and mankind's fall into sin, evil angels, including their fire-breathing serpentine leader himself, the devil and Satan, disturb the tranquility of heaven by regularly bringing accusation against sinners. Yes, our text explains that Satan has an appropriate title because he accused men before God day and night. What a dreadful scene indeed! And in heaven, Satan ceaselessly reminding God of the manifold sins of his forgiven saints, of Adam and Eve, Abraham and Moses, you and me. God had to hear that same horrid song, the tape running over and over and over. And there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Thankfully, the evil accusations in heaven came to an end. This is not a matter of St. Michael and all the holy angels having worked out more in Reverend Wingfield's ideal weight room of heaven for several centuries so that they could finally take on Satan and the evil angels and win. No, if it was a matter of angels versus angels, it would be like Tom Brady going up against Peyton Manning, the Patriots going up against the Colts. Some season, the victory goes to Manning and the Colts. So other seasons, it goes to Brady and the Patriots. So how did St. Michael and the holy angels pull off this victory and bring a permanent end to the accusations being leveled against us day and night before God? Immediately before our text that was read, we see a very quick glimpse. Christology poured and condensed down into one little verse as we see the key battle fought not in heaven, but here on earth. The source of victory won on earth for this heavenly warfare that we see in our text. A pregnant woman gives birth to a child on earth who is caught up to heaven. Here is the source of victory of St. Michael and all the holy angels. This child, who is the eternal Son, come from heaven, but born in our earth, perfect flesh and blood, not an angelic being, but being obedient in the place of every sinner, then becoming the Lamb slaughtered, blood shed on the cross, whose precious blood bought back all of humanity for God. And because that Lamb, that slaughtered Lamb, paid for the sins of all humanity, not just the elect, all humanity, Satan could no longer have any ammunition to bring before God. No basis to make accusation. The debt was paid. St. Michael and his holy angels then enforce the victory of that slain and risen Lamb in the heavenly realm by banishing Satan and his evil angels from ever entering God's heavenly presence again. Ah, the serenity of heaven restored. But not so on earth. Woe to the earth and sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that his time is short. Life on earth is not a walk in the park. It's more like guerrilla warfare with a lot of hidden minefields. It's messy. It's dangerous. Luther knew that. Lutherans know that. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, why need we not tremble in the face of such devils, of Satan himself, who know that their time is short and their ultimate demise in the lake of fire is certain? Like St. Michael and the holy angels, we too can overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony to that blood. Here it is, the blood of the Lamb, the blood that has paid for the sins of the world, the blood that has purchased every person, the blood that has tied Satan's accusing tongue and shut his mouth against sinners forever. The blood that was used by the holy angels to cast the evil angels from ever entering heaven again. The most powerful thing that you and I can do in this battle that we encounter every day against Satan is to worship the Lamb adored by angels and archangels, who has already won the victory that we could never win. It's to receive and claim his victory. To receive that victory that's given us again today in the very body and blood that won that victory. Then with St. Michael and all angels, with Christ himself present here, leading the charge each and every day, continue to be the church militant here on earth, by being faithful messengers, angeloi, angels, of the Lamb's victory until the war on earth also ceases. Every tear is wiped from our resurrected eyes, and all things are made new. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.